You're listening to WMUK. Last year, the Michigan Department of Transportation used more than 650,000 tons of salt on the state's roads. Eventually, all of that salt washes into Michigan's lakes and streams. And as WMUK's Rebecca Thiel reports, it could be making the drinking water in Michigan's urban areas unsafe.
For 6 years, Western Michigan University Geosciences professor Carla Koretsky and her students have been studying Woods Lake in Kalamazoo. It's a good test subject because of all the runoff that flows into it from nearby streets and lawns. In 2003, the city of Kalamazoo put up a detention wall to keep out things like fertilizer and debris. So Koretsky's team tests the water every year to see if the wall is working. But instead of finding phosphorus or nitrogen, students have found high levels of sodium chloride, salt.
And so I right away assumed that they had made some kind of mistake, they hadn't used the instrument correctly, it was a new instrument, maybe it wasn't calibrated, correctly or something like that. And so I kind of talked to them, I looked at what they'd been doing, looked at the data, we redid the sampling, redid the analysis, and sure enough, those numbers were correct.
Koretsky says, unlike many pollutants, salt dissolves in water, so it doesn't get caught by the detention wall. She says that's a problem because it prevents the lake from turning over.
Which means that you never flush fresh oxygen down into the bottom of those anoxic waters.
Anoxic means little to no oxygen. But this problem isn't confined to one lake. Tons of road salt drains into urban rivers and streams every year. A 2013 report from the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality showed that streams near urban areas, like Detroit, Grand Rapids, and Saginaw, had significantly higher chloride levels. What's even more interesting is that Michigan has more salty lakes than the national average, even more than other upper Midwest states. That's according to the Michigan National Lakes Assessment Project in 2007. Koretsky says the United States has increased its use of road salt exponentially since the 1940s.
So if you go back and you look at what the salt levels were 20 and 30 years ago, they're not quite so high. You know, it's kind of a creeping effect, if you like. So I think that's maybe one of the issues, is that it's been a slow kind of process of salinizing some of these lakes.
So what does this all mean? Right now, Koretsky says, we don't know, but it doesn't look good. If too much salt gets into the groundwater, at best, it could make a city's water less appetizing. At worst, it could corrode old water pipes, adding toxic heavy metals to drinking water wells. Professor Mark Edwards of Virginia Tech's Environmental Engineering Department says salt is likely what caused Flint's water to get contaminated with lead.
Whether that salt is coming from a man-made source or it's just naturally occurring, we're not really sure. But there is 9 times more chloride, which is the key ingredient in the corrosive water that was being used in Flint River than in Lake Huron water.
Edward says there's a theory that once chloride levels in drinking water reach a certain point, you'll see a dramatic increase in lead. He says his team is seeing this in cities they're studying on the East Coast.
Our old point of view was that with time, the lead levels would invariably go lower and lower as the pipe got coatings on it and the lead leached from the plumbing. Instead, what we're discovering is that lead and water problems are increasing, and salt and water is one of the reasons for that.
Will this happen in your city? Edward says that depends on the chemistry of the drinking water and the age of the city's pipes. But he says most urban centers are in trouble.
The one thing that's certain is higher chloride is bad. It eats up pipes, the iron pipes. It eats up lead pipes. It eats up copper pipes. So this salt is having devastating economic impacts on our infrastructure. And I think if you factored in the billions and billions of dollars that are being lost from corrosion of just the water infrastructure alone, it would make people think twice if they looked at it carefully before they put so much salt on the roads.
And what about small urban lakes like Woods Lake? WMU's Carla Koretsky says right now it doesn't seem like the salt is having any effect on Woods Lake. Most of the fish and other aquatic life live close to the lake's surface. The salt sits at the bottom. Koretsky says it could still affect microbes in the lake, but they'll have to do more research to find out. More salt could also mean more methane in the lake, a greenhouse gas that contributes to climate change. Koretsky says they're looking into that too. Surprisingly, Koretsky says there hasn't been much research into the effect of road salt in the United States. In many ways, her team is leading the way. They received a grant from the MDEQ to do further research on Woods Lake and similar lakes in the area.
This is new territory, in a way, yeah.
For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.